it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday, Lee, we got our first look near Yemen. There's UFO hearings of an orb. We tried to shoot it down, apparently, with a Hellfire missile, but it could not be shot down.
Well, you'd expect aliens to have something defensive that would, you know, preclude us from being able to defend against them.
Yeah, or who'd take them seriously, right? I mean, you know, what kind of alien street rep would you have?
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened yesterday. Representative Eric Burleson, a Republican, shared never-before-seen video taken, allegedly, October 30th, 2024, off the coast of Yemen, showing an MQ-9 drone launch a Hellfire missile at an orb. And the video was shared at the House Oversight Committee hearing, obviously, yesterday on UIPs. Government officials, military veterans, and journalists testified on their experiences. And the missile appears to just bounce off the object and keep going. Or it was a really good AI video. Nobody knows.
No.
So this is going on yesterday. And it'd be quite something if it's real. We don't know if it is real. And that's the problem. As let me pull this for the heck of it. June 9th, 2025. This is Fox News. Pentagon planted UFO myths to hide secret weapons programs. Oh, we've done this before? Yeah. In the shadow of the Cold War, while America raced to outpace the Soviet Union military innovation, the Pentagon turned to an unexpected tactic, alien conspiracy theories. A newly revealed Department of Defense review, and again, we've only known about this since June, shows that the U.S. military deliberately spread UFO rumors, including staged photos and false briefings, to protect classified weapons programs. The practice wasn't just passive denial or silence. In some cases, it was policy. One such incident, first uncovered by the Wall Street Journal, involves an Air Force colonel who, in the 1980s, handed fake photos of flying saucers to a bar owner near the top secret Area 51 base in Nevada. The colonel, now retired, later admitted to investigators he was acting under official orders to deflect attention away from the then classified F-117 Nighthawk stealth fighter. Yeah. We've done this a lot in Latin American countries, too, where we have bases and try out our stealth tech. And we have deliberately, and we find out later from the CIA and the DIA when it gets declassified, we have deliberately gone into surrounding towns and spread UFO rumors so that they would think the craft they were seeing were UFOs and not actually tech we were trying out. So we got a long history of this.
Now, this sounds very plausible.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which thing? Like what I just read or that
right.
It's an actual alien craft?
No, the fact that the most plausible thing is that this is, in fact, something that we are doing and then we're trying to cover it up. Now, when I say we, the government, DARPA, Air Force, DOD, whatever. Excuse me, DOW now, Department of War. But this is, that's the most plausible thing, the most easily believable aspect of this if we're going to take something – on its face there.
Here's what's interesting to me, too. I'm fascinated by this.
Oh, yeah.
And I have deep dove into this using all of the reporting skills I have. And I started looking into the UAPs after, you have Kirsten Gillibrand and other people mm-hmm. like that taking it, Nancy Mace taking it very seriously, seeming to indicate, wow, they've been given evidence that seems to move them, both sides of the aisle, and they yeah. seem to take it very seriously. So that got my interest, right? So I started investigating what they saw, but then I very quickly ended up investigating who they were talking to. And it's a cabal of people. And when you start going, they drive the entire UFO industry. When you start going into the backgrounds of these people, you know what it reminds me of? The Russia collusion hoax. Every single one of this group that from Lou Elizondo to their latest edition, this Jake Barber guy, watch out for him, to Christopher Mellon. He's from the Carnegie Mellon, family franchise. They've been deep into UFO lore for generations, literally. When you start going to their backgrounds, every one of them has one thing in common. They have either participated in PSYOP programs, in other words, psychological operations on the public. They have managed PSYOP programs for either one of our intel agencies or in most cases the military, or that, you know, they've managed people working in PSYOP programs and so are properly trained in them. Every one of them. No exceptions, except the, like, the George Knapp journalist types that they'll interview who just talk to these people and then tell you what they say. So it's a feedback loop. And
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this Fox News story that I just read to you from June, and let's go back and look at this. In some cases, they had Air Force colonels running around handing out fake photos of flying saucers, including staged photos in other cases, starting rumors, false briefings. Okay, here there's a fascinating article that the ringleader of all of this is this guy, Lou Elizondo. You may have seen him. He does all the UFO channel interviews. He does all of these, like, Pentagon briefings, Discovery Channel, all this stuff. He got busted claiming, this is a New York Post, this was earlier this year, claiming he had a photo he'd gotten from the government of a 1,000-foot-wide silver disc-shaped flying saucer. Well, that was checked by the internet, and folks who have, you know, technology to do that. It turned out the New York Post reported that those were those, they're called crop circles, but they're not like UFO crop circles. You know, you ever flown over the Midwest?
Right.
You've seen those circles, right?
I've heard about it.
Well, they're commonly used in agriculture. They're actually a technology. They're a technique we use for agriculture. You'll see them if you fly over the country. And these two were positioned in such a way side by side, it was an optical illusion that made it look like a craft. He presented that as actual government leaked documents of a craft. It wasn't a craft. People went online and actually found the same photo. And that has caused people to go, whoa. And there was this huge internet to do about it.
Yeah.
And if you want to read the article about it, he's one of the ringleaders. And they didn't have him yesterday, but he's been a leader of this whole Arrow thing. And, you know, the disclosure videos that hit the New York Times, that was all him. Internet headline, if you want to read it, internet divided over a photo of a 1,000-foot UFO near Four Corners, clearly a crop circle. And again, not a UFO crop circle, but like an actual used crop circle that they use out there. For a lot of times they'll burn them, and that's what makes them, anyway. But yeah, so he's gotten caught doing this before. There was another episode of him on Joe Rogan where he held up a classified document and claimed that, made all kinds of claims about this was a UFO that showed up on an airbase. Somebody actually went and pulled the document. There's nothing like that in the 100 pages. So he's got a history that's extremely sketchy. And he runs in that group of former deep intel people who freak me out more and more every time I see them. So all I'm saying here, and I'm going to go on about this, be very careful with this, and notice something. They really, really, really want you to pay attention to this. They're all from the deep state. Those two, never a good combination in the United States of America. And I think something big's coming. And I think they're preparing us for whatever it is they're going to pull. But whatever, we don't know what it is yet, but something. They're going to do something.
So do you think this whole effort is used at appropriate times to, you know, get us distracted to something else that's going on?
Possibly. It used to be remarkably timed with very negative announcements about Hunter Biden. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember
that. You and I were laughing about it. Oh, we were like, wow, when are the Hunter Biden, exactly. When are the UFOs coming?
Exactly. Every time something plausible about the Biden administration was coming along, it was like, okay, well, there's UFOs over here.
I have some theories, but I don't want to, they're just theories, so I don't want to say where I think they're going with this. I mean, even Trump hinted recently that we have incredible technology, anti-gravity stuff that, like, you know, he can't believe we have, but we have it. And he didn't go in any further detail. I don't know what they're planning, but they're planning something. There is a reason they want you to know this. And the other thing that's real weird here, okay? You and I have seen the absolute hell real whistleblowers go through. I mean, real actual whistleblowers on our intel agencies. Yeah. These guys keep coming out and saying, well, I'm a whistleblower. Oh, you're really cool. Yeah, who cleared you? The inspector general said I could come out and tell you. He did. Yeah, he approved it. The inspector general of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA, approved that? Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. This is a influence operation. That's what this is. And when you go too many questions down, like, okay, you have alien bodies. Can you give us some details on, where they are or where they're from? No, we can't tell you anything. Well, but you can, though. The inspector general cleared you to tell us just enough to get people to think there are UFOs, but not enough that there'll be any real details people can begin to sort through to get to the truth. Yeah, like that. Thumbs up. Thumbs up with these people. They are shifty. So keep your eye on it. Something's coming with this. They're working hard on it, whatever the thing is. But it's all leading somewhere.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.